that we had after they scored, we took, and that was the key to the game.
I guess, looking at it, I'm sure you're more pleased with the manner you won, with the way you played and the movement. It was fantastic today.
Yeah, it was good. You know, sometimes they even though when you win like that, sometimes it can be a bit scrappy, but I thought we played some really good football at times and created some great opportunities. We can still improve on a lot of things, but first game of the season, you're not going to be absolutely right. We'll take that 5-1 every day of the week, but we know we've still got a lot of work to do to get where we want to be.
And on today's showing, Wade, Budris, Gray and Riley, they're going to cause a lot of teams a lot of problems this year.
Yeah, and Evans and Fraun, when we get Ryan Wignall back, yeah, we've got a lot of good options going forward. We've got a small squad in numbers, and we could be a bit stretched, you know, at the back. You know, Ash Williams has had to go in, but we've got a lot of striking options, and they know they've got to play well to stay in the team. So, yeah, it's exciting to see those players in the team.
You've got a small squad, but with just over a week left in the window, will you be looking to add more? No more coming into Ebbers?
The only way it would be players going out and then players coming in.
And what will be your targets for this season?
Top six has to be. When you see what Connors Key have done, Ballard has strengthened. And Abba, what Abba have done, you know, although we brought a couple in, we've lost four or five. So it's got to be top six again. I think Newtown have done well again today. So I think that has to be the target, and then go from there. And then obviously then we're all chasing, trying to get that second spot. So target's top six, and then we'll go from there.
Andy, we wish you all for the season.
Okay.
Thanks for talking.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.